בוקר טוב. אנחנו נקרא מתוך ספר שמעתי מאמר סמך ו.
Good morning. We will read Shamati article number 66 about the giving of the Torah. About the giving of the Torah that was on before Mount Sinai. It does not mean that the Torah was given once and then the giving was stopped. But there is no absence in spirituality because spirituality is an eternal thing. It does not stop. Only because we are unfit to receive the Torah, then we say that the upper one stops us. But then, before Mount Sinai, all of Israel were ready for the reception of the Torah. As it is written, and the people encamped before the mount as one man in one heart. There was a preparation in the collective who had only one intention, which is one thought about the reception of the Torah. But from the perspective of the giver, there are no changes, and he always gives. As it is written in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that every day one is obliged to hear the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Torah is called the potion of life and the potion of death. We should understand how we can say two things, two opposite things, in one subject. We must know that we cannot attain any reality as it is in and of itself. We attain everything only according to our sensation, and reality as it is in itself is of no interest to us. Hence, the Torah in itself, we do not attain it at all. We only attain our own feelings. And all our impressions only follow our sensations. Therefore, when one studies Torah, and the Torah distances him from the love of God, this Torah is certainly called the potion of death. And vice versa, if this Torah that he is studying brings him closer to the love of God, it is certainly called the potion of life. But the Torah in itself, meaning the Torah in itself, without the thinking of the lower one who should attain it, is considered a light without a kli, in which there is no attainment. Hence, when we speak of the Torah, it pertains to sensations that one receives from the Torah, and only they determine the reality in the creatures. When one works for oneself, this is called lo lishma. But from lo lishma, we come to lishma. Hence, if a person was still not awarded the Torah, he hopes to be awarded the Torah next year. But after one is awarded the wholeness of lishma, there is nothing more for him to do in this world, because he has corrected everything to be whole in the lishma. Therefore, every single year there is a time of receiving of the Torah, because the time is ready for an awakening from below. Because at that time awakens the time when the light of the giving of the Torah was disclosed in the lower ones. Therefore, there is an awakening from above that gives strength to the lower ones to be able to perform an act of qualification of themselves to receive the Torah, as they were ready to receive the Torah before. Therefore, if one advances on the path of the lo lishma, not for her name, bringing him the lishma, therefore her name, then one is advancing on the path of truth and should hope that finally she will be awarded lishma and will receive the Torah. But one should be careful and always keep the goal before his eyes. Otherwise, he'll advance in the opposite direction, because the root of the body is always to receive for itself.
שהוא הפוך מהתורה.
Therefore, it always draws to its root, which is in order to receive, which is the opposite of the Torah, which is called the tree of life. This is why the Torah, the body considers the Torah, the potion of death.
מה זה תורה ומה זה מתן התורה?
What is the Torah and what is the giving of the Torah?
הבורא,
the creator,
ששולט במציאות,
is a power that governs reality.
טוב ומיטיב.
Benevolent. That's in its nature. In his nature. The giving.
ולפי אותו הטבע, לפי אותה
תורה, according to the same attributes,
יש לו דחף לברוא את הנברא.
He has got an urge to create the creature in order to benefit it.
אפשר רק ב...
It is only possible to benefit the creature under one condition, by which this creature is in exactly the same state as the ever first creator, eternity, wholeness, because any less than that is no longer considered whole. Anything other than the Creator is not giving. Giving is 100% what I have. Therefore, we have to create a creature that will be outside of the Creator. And that creature should want to come to the state that the Creator is in independently and accept that state out of its own choice and reach that state by itself. In that state, the creature attains and feels and wants and comes to what the Creator wants to give it. In that creature, then, there is pleasure. That is why the ultimate goal is called dvikut, adhesion. What is dvikut? When the creature is exactly like the Creator. Dvikut can be only between two opposite things. One of which is completely corrected in its nature. One's nature, the nature of one of them is completely corrected, and then they become adhesive. They feel their basic opposite nature, and also the affinity, closeness between them, the desire, the intention between them that brings them closer and connects them into one. So this whole process has to be a conscious one. This is why the creature was created with an opposite nature to that of the Creator, with the will to receive, and must evolve in that nature until it sees how opposite it is, how completely opposite it is from the Creator. It must attain the depth of its nature and want out of this depth to come to be like the Creator. So much so that it should ask of the upper force that created it to give it the power to correct, so that the correction will be only according to what the creature determines and wants and understands. That the upper one corrects the lower one exactly according to the commandment of the lower one. It's called raising of man, request. And when the lower one reaches the recognition of its evil every time, it demands of the upper one to correct it, meaning bring a correction over its nature, over its will to receive, give it the power of adhesion, meaning the attribute of bestowal. And that's how it goes, phase by phase. The creature comes to know its own nature more and more deeply, and accordingly asks of the Creator for the correction power. And to the extent that it corrects itself in equivalence of form with the Creator, to that extent it feels the state of the Creator, which is, first of all, by nature, benevolent, and its situation is eternity and wholeness. This, in fact, is the state that we have to come to, that all creations must come to according to the thought of creation. In that, too, there is a gradual entrance to all the creatures who, first of all, have to perform this. First of all, the children of Israel have to perform this process because they receive the method of correction, the method of equivalence of form with the Creator. And they have to bring this method to the rest of the world, to be a light to the nations. The process first occurs in spirituality. We learn from the four phases of direct light, the expansion of the world,
Adam Kadmon, Atzilut,
Bria'etzel, Asiya, that it is the system through which the Creator monitors and governs the process, which is called the future creature. Then the will to receive is created, which is called Adam, the first man, which is in a spiritual state, meaning in order to bestow, because that's how it was created by the Creator. In order for this will to receive, to feel how opposite it is, in its nature from the Creator, it goes through a process of descent and decline and detachment and distancing from the Creator, meaning it loses all its power of bestowal and is left with only the force of reception. Only the desire to enjoy is left in it. The desire to think only of itself, to take into account only its own benefits. And this will to receive that was created as one is divided into many, many, many sub-desires or inner desires, particular desires, where there are pure parts and coarser parts, but they're all within the will to receive. The finer parts are called the children of Israel. The coarser parts are called the nations of the world. All these parts descend to a completely opposite state from the desire to bestow the Creator. And this is how it happens in the spiritual world. That doesn't complete the distancing of the will to receive from the Creator. Which becomes opposite from the store, and where it was one, it's now divided into many particular parts. That each of them does not feel the other, but only itself, and the other feels the other only to the extent that it can exploit the other in order to benefit its own situation. This spiritual state must still descend to the corporal state, meaning the lowest state possible, where even the upper force that created the desire is not felt, that wants to give to the desire, even the opposite from the Creator is not felt, anything, nothing, as if it's non-existent. The lowest degree in the distancing from the Creator. And that sensation that the will to receive that's divided into many parts feels in its broken parts that it is detached from the Creator to the point where it doesn't feel that it's detached. It's in concealment and doesn't feel it. It is immersed in an egoistic desire and doesn't feel the desire as being egoistic. That state is called this world. And that's where we are right now for the time being. And here, in the state where the will to receive is dispersed into many parts, detached from the upper force, we also have to go through phases of development in the will to receive. The will to receive must now come to know its situation. In order to know its situation, this will to receive clothes in a body, meaning there is some addition, additional recognition of its states, and it imagines that it is in some sort of form of life which is called life in this world. This is how we are in our egoistic desire. This is how we feel in our egoistic desire, which is detached from the Creator. That's how we feel ourselves. We seemingly have five senses, and we feel something in those five senses. We live in them, we die, there's a process that we experience in the five senses. All of these are results in the will to receive that descended to its last and lowest and farthest state from the Creator. Why do we have to be in additional five senses over the will to receive? It is because if we are only within them, in the sensation that we are living in them, then we are completely detached from from the connection with the Creator, and can then begin to evolve from this opposite state, from the Creator, toward the recognition of our true state, and begin to ascend toward Him. In those five senses, the will to receive evolves over many, many cycles called our lives in this world. According to the four degrees of the Aviyut, in those five senses, the will to receive evolves, and that determines four ascents and four descents, four major ascents and descents. The ascents are states of closeness to the Creator, and the descents are exiles, the declines from that sensation. In the beginning, the will to receive feels at its lowest state on earth. A person who begins to feel the existence of the Creator was called Adam, one of many people who lived before him and after him. He was the first in the evolution of the will to receive on earth, on the level of this world. He was the first to feel godliness. From him, we get the beginning of the method of Kabbalah. Afterwards, there was Abraham, the will to receive grew from degree to degree. So it came to Abraham and then Moses, and we to receive grew even more. This was called the exile in Egypt, complete decline into the will to receive, the awareness that we are immersed in the will to receive, and then the ascent from the will to receive. That's the giving of the Torah, and the first and second temples, the breaking, where we could not be in the will to receive that we have acquired, we could not keep in this enhanced will to receive. That grew during the time of the temple. We could not correct it with the Torah, so there was a breaking. And then the ascent during the time of the writing of the Zohar, the exile afterwards, the will to receive once more erupted and grew at the time of the Ari. That is why it could express the new method of correction of the will to receive afterwards at the 20th century, the time of Baal HaSulam, when the people of Israel returned to the land of Israel. So the will to receive grew to dimensions where it began to feel how, on the level of this world, it could not monitor itself, could not satisfy itself. It was broken in a bad way. Everything it did not bring it to any kind of fulfillment. So out of this recognition begins the recognition of godliness. Meaning the will to receive begins to look, to search why it is suffering. And out of that begins to know its true state, that it is in agony, because its nature is opposite from spirituality. Spirituality appears opposite the corporal nature, the egoistic nature, and then we begin to understand why the will to receive can never be satisfied and fulfilled in this manner. Feel whole and satiated, satisfied, and that brings one to the recognition of evil with respect to the will to receive. Still doesn't want bestowal, it doesn't want godliness, meaning the force of bestowal, the nature of bestowal, but it only determines its state as bad, because the ego, its own ego, is the reason for every evil in it. It then understands, begins to understand, that if it could conduct its own nature, run its own nature, or manage it, it perhaps could have a good life. So here there is a point where we can say that it is the crucial point from which onward there can be the reception of the Torah. The giving of the Torah, as Baal HaSulam writes, exists perpetually, always. Meaning, even now, we are in the spiritual world, all the worlds are around us, and the upper light that fills the entire space, but we don't need it, and that's why we don't feel it. Because everything is felt only according to the desire, to the need. And the light that surrounds us and if we want, it is ready for us. That light is called the light of Torah. if we want to correct ourselves. That light has the power to correct us and fulfill us. Give us a sensation of eternity and perfection that is above our life in the will to receive, where we always feel the deficits, perhaps minute satisfactions, but in the beginning, life and death and so on, in the spiritual will to receive, you don't feel all these things. The light can give anything only according to the sensation of the need in the creature. So here we are in a situation where we can demand it if we work on it. If we are in a situation of demand for correction and fulfillment. That's why our state is called the time of the reception of the Torah. And that state did not exist before. When they were before Mount Sinai, they were in a state of the giving of the Torah. It's the holiday of the giving of the Torah. It's giving from above. But the people of Israel were still unable to receive the Torah out of its own big will to receive, because they were fleeing from Egypt and were ready to adhere to the upper force, cling to it, because of the troubles that came to them in Egypt. This is still on a very, very low level of the will to receive.
So,
but the whole process that took until our time is a process that went on in the roots, in potential, not in actual fact. In our roots, only now is it appearing. So the fact that we now return to the land of Israel from the last exile, the fourth exile, and are in a situation where we're beginning to understand how opposite is our state from spirituality. That's the state of the real reception of the Torah. For the first time in history, the people of Israel is in a state where it can know its evil, the evil in it, the egoistic evil, and that it must correct it. And the method of correction is called the method of Kabbalah. And to bring this method, once it corrects itself and becomes and sets an example to the nations, and in so doing it can bring correction to the entire world. And that, in fact, is its task in this world. So all the parts of the will to receive, the broken will to receive, that were detached from one another, that were connected in Adam HaRishon, and were detached through this reciprocal love, love thy friend as thyself, they become to reunite into one spiritual kli that is filled according to the power of unification among them in the upper light, and thus the creature begins to rise from the level of this world back to that eternal state where it was born. But there it was just a seed, a tiny drop, a tiny kli that didn't even feel the kind of light it was in, what kind of light was filling it. And now that it is coming to that state consciously, willingly, with its own desire for it, now it is receiving this infinite fulfillment in the form of as Naon Chai, as a great and complete light of life. In that it is equalizing with the Creator, meaning comes to a state where only the upper force is, and the upper light that created the creature, and by that completes its task. It corrected the creature according to the demand or request of the creature, and filled it with all the good that exists in the Creator. And then the creature reaches the level of the Creator. These things have to exist, have to happen soon in the people of Israel and then in the entire world, as Kabbalists tell us. And the fact that the creature draws the will to receive, the correction on its will to receive, and is fulfilled with the light, spiritual light, this is called the reception of the Torah, which could not have happened before, prior to the recognition of evil, and prior to our days when we are faced with the awareness of our situation. That's why the giving of the Torah was in the beginning of the development of humanity, and the children of Israel among them, and the receiving of the Torah is at the end of the evolution, in the ascent from this world and the return to the world of Ein Sof.
In
all our conduct and traditions that relate to this holiday of Pentecost, actually there aren't that many. We celebrate white light of force of giving. That's why we eat dairy. It's a pretty small and simple holiday, and seemingly very, it's almost unfelt, because it was only a giving from above, but we still haven't received it from below. When we do receive it, it will be a very big holiday, where according to what comes to us from above, we will give the same awakening from below, and then it will be the actual reception of the Torah, where the Kli, the life, reality, all the worlds will be fulfilled with the upper light, and they will all be incorporated in Ein Sof. Questions? Who's incorporated in the definition of the people of Israel? Adam HaRishon, the spiritual Kli that the Creator created, is a will to receive, the opposite of the Creator. That will to receive must be corrected. It's just that the light created only the will to receive. But the will to receive, yes, light is giving, desire to bestow. So they can't be together. The will to receive can't be like the light. It can enjoy the light, where the light can fulfill it. But it cannot be like the light, to come to a state like the light. It can't turn itself around. When can the will to receive be like the light? If it has the intention to receive, provided that by so doing it bestows. Meaning, it receives. But its intention has to be to bestow. In that condition, it's exactly like the light. It can't change nature. But the end of its act will be as giving. How can the will to receive work with itself, not as it receives and enjoys here, but in the form of giving? It has to receive the intention from above. It receives the intention here when we have to add to the will to receive the intention. The intention is called Bina.
ולקבל,
and
זה מלכות.
To receive, or the reception is מלכות.
לפני רצון נקבל.
So before the will to receive,
לבנות איזה
we
מלכות,
have to build a system, a desire,
שיהיה להשפיע,
to bestow,
בינה השפעה,
בינה is bestowal,
ושהרצון הזה יתארך,
and for this will to receive, to mingle with reception and give the reception the ability to be to build by itself intentions for bestowal. So we learn how this is done. We have the connection between Bina and Malchut in the world of Nikudim. Bina enters into Malchut and it gives Malchut, besides the will to receive, the sensation that there is a giver too, that the giver is good, eternal, sublime, that it's worthwhile to be a giver. How can I be a giver in order to enjoy? In the beginning, that's what the will to receive learns in the form of the story. By giving, I can get more. So I'll give. Let's say I'll give my worker a salary, but I'll get twice as much. So it's worth it. That too is bestowal, is giving. Something that comes out of the will to receive is still called bestowal. So this is how the will to receive learns that it's worthwhile to use the attributes of Bina to benefit myself. It's called receiving in order to receive. Meaning the intention is in order to receive. With the will to receive. But if it, when it gets wiser, it says to give in order to receive. It begins to understand that this too is worthwhile. Because of that, when it begins to give in order to receive, there is a method here. These things can be understood in this world. You can look at any politician. They're all willing to give, yes, we understand that, in order to receive more. Because to begin with, we are made of kelim that are already mixed of bina and malchut through the breaking of the vessels. Sin of Adam Rishon. So we understand very well giving in order to receive. Only little children don't understand it. They just grab and they don't understand better. But when the will to receive grows and gets more sophisticated, people begin to understand. Yes, people help each other. It's, you know, worth my while. I too will be helped, etc. But only to a certain point, to this point, and not more. So, the Creator comes, the will to receive develops in us, as we've said, in a situation where we begin to feel that giving in order to receive is, well, we've used it up. It can't help us anymore. I give a little, I receive, but the bottom line is that I'm not satisfied by it. And so then I am still left empty. As much as I take from everyone, as much as I give something for everyone, I'll still remain empty. There's a sensation that the will to receive grows and it still can't satisfy itself. So this emptiness brings man to a method where if it's got a mixture of Bina and Malchut, if it can, well, by that mixture it can draw the Or Makif. Here you need a method. You can't do without the Or Makif, the upper light. The upper light makes of this mixture not just bestowing in order to receive, but turns. Well, it takes time, it takes work, but it brings man to bestow in order to bestow. This is already detachment from the will to receive, when one begins to feel only the attribute of Bina, which is the attribute of bestowal. Malchut is restricted. There's a restriction on Malchut, and it feels Bina, the attribute of bestowal. And then it feels freedom in it. Freedom from its own ego, from its care, from the desire to satisfy itself. It just feels detached from it. Kind of riding over it, floating above it. That's the first correction called spiritual birth. Afterwards, it evolves until it comes to a situation of receiving in order to bestow. Meaning, it even uses its will to receive, to feel pleasures in it, in order to bring pleasure to the Creator. So this is completely the same as bestowal, and in that it comes to equivalence of form with the Creator. Without the method of Kabbalah, to go from receiving in order to receive, to bestowing in order to receive, which is corporeality, so receiving in order to receive, or bestowing in order to receive, receiving in order to bestow is completely impossible without the light that reforms. Because we can use Bina and Malchut together, but it always be in a broken form, egoistic. But to go to another method, we need the power of the light. When it shines, we understand that it another way is possible. And it's a process. On the one hand, we say that the pure desires are called the children of Israel. You asked about the children of Israel. So it might be anyone with a point in the heart. On the other hand, in our world, what actually happens is that the tikkun, the correction, comes to the physical children of Israel. You see, the Creator created only the will to receive. And we can only imagine prior to the breaking of the vessels, according to the act that it performed, we learned all its actions from above downward. This will to receive cannot be corrected in order to bestow from its roots. Yes. You can't choose to be different unless we join it with the attribute of bestowal. In the Midrash, it says that the Creator seemingly went to the nations of the world, to the will to receive itself, yes? And asked them, do you want to receive the Torah? Meaning, can you become givers, yes? And they said, yes, we would like to, but we can't. Because our nature is to always receive, so what can we do? And this is why he took the children of Israel, the attribute of Bina, and joined it with the nations of the world, not all at once. First, it took these kilim and corrected them to the degree of Bina. That's called growing from Abraham to the level of Egypt in their will to receive, and then they received the corrections, and after the tikkunim, the corrections that they received, they broke in the first and second temples and went out to exile to the nations. So the tikkun has to be in corporeality and spirituality simultaneously. And that's what's happening. The vessels of bestowal are incorporated in the vessels of reception. We have the deportation of the 10 tribes, and we don't know where they are. and they are out there somewhere in the nations.
And
judging by the by the growth of the population, there must be millions of them, or even billions, perhaps. Also, the two tribes that were left are also completely mixed in the nations. As of today, that time is over, and now opposite processes are beginning. Meaning, after Bina mixes with Malchut, spirituality, when it's over, then the corporeality too, this process has to end, where the children of Israel receive the ability to return to the land of Israel in corporeality, meaning in spirituality the attributes of bestowal, where vessels of reception are mixed, can now be corrected, be separated from the vessels of reception, and acquire correction, which is corrected Bina. This is called the children of Israel receiving the Torah, receiving the correction. And when they receive that correction, because they out of the mixture, the parts of Israel is in all the nations, because they are incorporated in such a way that, well, first it was Bina and Malchut. They mixed afterwards,
Bina
plus Malchut, and now they are separated. So you have Bina and Malchut above, and Malchut plus Bina below. So in the children of Israel, we have the nations of the world, and in the nations of the world, you have the children of Israel. In cultures and a thousand things in spirituality, we don't know how those things happen. We also don't know who is who. And when we make the tikkun, when Bina makes the tikkun, Malchut in it is also corrected. When this Malchut is corrected, then between Malchut and Bina, we have the ability to influence Bina, and in Malchut, in the nations of the world, they can influence their own Bina. So that's how the nations of the world are corrected. So that thought of creation that we wanted to correct in the beginning, where the Creator wanted to correct the world to receive, it is then realized. Meaning here the sons of Israel are only the means to correct the world to receive. They are representatives of Bina in reality. And the nations of the world are the representatives of Malchut. This is why we have to perform our task, and that's our duty. If we don't do it, we'll suffer above and below. In our world, in the spiritual world, will suffer, and the minute we do perform our task, we'll feel the opposite, because we'll be performing our task from the perspective of the Creator and the nations of the world, so we will feel whole and in our rightful place. And now is the crucial time. Baal HaSulam writes that if we begin to perform the correction, we'll immediately begin to feel how the world is willing. If we do not perform the correction, the world will not feel that such a thing exists. It will only feel bad toward us. And also the torments, the problems that will increase in the world will still be aimed toward Israel. Subconsciously the world understands that Israel are to blame for the troubles in the world. That's because of the structure of incorporation in the neshamot, in the souls. That's the correct sensation and understanding. So, the quicker we accept the Torah, or receive the Torah, and begin to implement it, the method of Kabbalah,
נגיע להיות עם הנבחר,
the quicker we'll become a chosen nation, as is our task, and will bring the Torah to the world. Yes. You said that the process happened in potential, and today it is happening de facto. Is the freedom of choice of Israel then different than the freedom of choice that we have to build today?
Ad yamenu,
up until our days,
ad sof mei 20,
until the end of the 20th century, well, not the end of the 20th century, perhaps from the beginning of the 20th century onward, when the return to Israel began, when the giving from above in corporeality ended and we received the method of Kabbalah, because it appeared in the 20th century, we also received the land of Israel, physical land of Israel. Now, through realizing the method of Kabbalah, we should receive the land of Israel in spirituality, meaning the will to bestow. The land is a desire, and Israel is straight to God. So now is the time to do it. What did you ask? Oh, right, sorry, about the freedom of choice. The freedom of choice was not in the hands of the people of Israel or the nations of the world. There can only be freedom of choice out of a mixture of Bina and Malchut, the children of Israel and the nations of the world, where they mixed, and through the incorporation of Bina and Malchut, when the upper light shines from above, one begins to discern between Bina and Malchut in it, and decide what it wants to relate itself to, what one wants to relate oneself to. So that's where one chooses. This is why everything we are learning in Adam HaRishon, in spirituality, how its kli was broken and divided into many particular souls. We learn how after this matter of Adam HaRishon in the world descended to the last spiritual degree, where afterwards there was the breaking into the corporeal matter that began to be made in over billions of years. The universe and earth were made, and life on earth that started from inanimate and moved on to vegetative and animate, and how the speaking then evolved over tens of thousands of years until it came to the humanoid form, and then Adam, and so on. So we learn about these things, and then the children of Israel, who started from Abraham, when they started to evolve, as they went to Egypt, meaning the will to receive in them grew, the Malchut in them, and then they received the Torah and grew to the level of the children of Israel in Gadlut, but then they were broken and went among the nations of the world. So all those things, must be first in the roots, in spirituality and corporeality in the roots. What our people has been through up until the ruin of the second temple and the last exile is a process that had to happen, and there was no free choice in the end, because there was still no the big Bina over Malchut, and Malchut mixed with Bina enough, and when this happens together, when it reincarnates and grows over thousands of years through the four exiles until it comes to the last exile. So when we are at the end of the last exile, How do we know it's the end? Because we are being pushed from above. Even against our will, we return to the land of Israel. So we've received a method of correction and the physical land of Israel. That's it. There's nothing more to receive from above. Now we have to implement the tikkun. The Zohar writes about it, and all the Kabbalists up until Baal Salam, that now is the time of the reception of the Torah. And now, when we are beginning to receive the Torah, now we are in fact using the state of free choice. When we begin to receive the method of Kabbalah, the method of correction, we will feel that within it, when we begin to implement it, we will feel that there is a state of free choice in it. It's not simple. Right now we still don't have free choice. If I'm sitting here and studying, I don't know why I suddenly ended up here, sitting here. Somehow I was brought here, and now I'm sitting here and I'm listening to something, whether I like it or not, or I don't know if I like it or not, I just ended up here. That's not free choice yet. Free choice begins afterwards. The choice is in a state where one begins to feel the ability to correct himself toward bestowal, and that in one's nature he comes from reception. When he is in between these two forces, between Bina and Machut, and what to relate, and doesn't know what to relate itself to, so in that intermediary state, that begins to be the free choice. We still have to advance toward it.
Ken.
Yes. The force of Avut that was built by Israel in Sinai, it didn't come out of free choice. Everything that we experienced throughout history did not come through free choice, because they came prior to the mixture of Malchut and Bina. But they happened in the roots. Again, free choice is something very subtle. We never felt our nature, the situations we've been through thus far, and corporeality in this life. In spirituality, there was no free choice in it. If I decide to do something, there is no free choice in it, because for that I have all kinds of preparations from within. I can calculate according to things I didn't choose, according to data that I was born with, according to drives of an environment that I did not choose, which governs me. So I don't have free choice. Coming to free choice means ascending to a spiritual degree where you are free from your will to receive, and also from the desire of the giver, meaning from both your nature and the Creator's nature. You're free from both. The Creator created the will to receive, and the Creator is the will to bestow. You are in neither. You're in between. Then you have freedom, hanging between heaven and earth. But, so how do you decide? And what do you choose? So it's a very special situation called free choice, which we have yet to reach, and then we'll know it. In this world, we do not have freedom of choice. We have to work a lot in order to come to a state of choosing. We learned how it is in this world. Yes. Can a child choose? No. It has to grow, to understand every situation, and then it seemingly chooses. That's what we think in this world. So, accordingly, when we see how our life is written from above, dictated from above, Accordingly, we understand that free choice is something very, very special.
What?
More?
Can Mickey?
Yes, Mickey. One paragraph before the last, he says, indeed, there is an awakening from above, which gives power to the lower ones to be able to be qualified to receive the Torah as they were ready to receive the Torah from before. What are those actions of qualification that he talks about? First of all, he says, as we were ready then, meaning in our roots, meaning everything we have to do now by ourselves was already in our roots, meaning not in our own powers, but from the perspective of the domination of the upper force. That's the roots. So now we have to come to decide willingly on that, out of the growing of youth in us. It's called reaching what we had in the roots. In the roots. So what do we have to do? That's what he's asking. Only drawing the light that reforms. There is no other action. You can encircle your will to receive as much as you want, but nothing's going to help except one thing. It's the drawing of the reforming light, the surrounding light. And that happens during the study. But the study itself has to be accompanied by the desire that will bring you the tikkun. And that comes out of two parameters, two pieces of data. One is that I feel my state as bad, as far from spirituality, as egoistic, unable to correct myself completely in any way, shape, or form. I can't stand myself. I have to jump out of my own skin. That's what I feel like. That's one. The other thing is I have to recognize the greatness of the Creator. I have to see Him as whole, complete, eternal, good. These two opposites, contradicting sensations, have to come to an intolerable tension between them. In order to come to that, I have to do many things besides the study. I must have a group, friends. I have to annul myself before the group. I have to be influenced by the friends so that they help me hear about the Creator as great, as good. I have to see that I'm egoistic to my friends. I have no regard, appreciation for them, and I just want to use them. I have to circulate so that I feel that the world wants the same goal as I do. It'll strengthen me and give me the sensation that the Creator really is becoming great in the eyes of the masses, and that too will strengthen me, etc. So I need many additional actions, but all of them are in order to build these two things. The awareness of my own nature as being the worst of all, and the recognition that the Creator is the greatest of all. Out of that, I will want to rise from my own state to His state, and then I will want it during the study. If I want it during the study, I will then draw on myself the same state that I'm in spirituality, in my roots. And then light will come from there and shine on me and draw me to that corrected state. This is what happens. This is the action, what we should do. So it seems like we do a lot of things and, you know, run around and everything, but in fact we're doing only one thing. We're trying to come to a state where we raise man. That's what it's called.
שרוצים
where we want to use the light that reforms. There's much more to talk about here. The whole method is in it. Okay? Yes? It's a says that now we are approaching the land of Israel, that we start to receive things. We see that in Israel it goes a lot more toward corporeality, meaning instead of uniting the physical bodies, we're becoming more and more separate, and the corporeal to receive becomes even greater. And it seems that it's going in the negative direction, not positive. Father is saying you're absolutely right. Our life points a decline still. We are in a continuing decline. And it'll increase until we decide that there has to be an ascent. We don't have a choice. The situation will only get worse. Because why should it be good if we still haven't decided that we want to escape the evil? I'm in the evil, corporal evil. That corporal evil must bring me to the question, why am I feeling bad? Do I feel bad because I'm bad, or he's bad, or everyone's bad, or what? That still doesn't give me the solution. I have to come to realize, to recognize our nature as bad. We are bad according in our nature, and that's the source of all our agony. How do we get rid of our own nature? What should we do? Otherwise, we are under a threat of destruction. If we feel that we are under a threat of destruction because of our egoistic nature, then we will look for a solution. And then, according to the correction, we will begin to get closer to the good, to the Creator. And you're saying, why are we not happy? Why should it be happy? We can only feel good if we increase in ourselves and in our nation. If we cultivate the attribute of bestowal, the upper light will clothe in the attribute of bestowal, and that will bring in the sensation, the good sensation, calm, confidence, eternal life. In Malchut, in your ego, nothing good will ever clothe in it. Because the ego constantly grows, you will feel worse every time. So until we decide that we want to correct the broken Bina in us and live in that feel our existence, we will not feel good. Why should we? You're complaining that your ego is not fulfilled. Why is my desire not fulfilled? It doesn't deserve to be fulfilled to begin with. It was never fulfilled, your will to receive. But when it grows, it feels itself emptier and emptier. And that's how it will continue. So you're saying there's none else beside him. It's not our own choice to take the other direction. So how does that sit with it? Wait a minute. First of all, don't just manipulate the sayings like there's none else beside him, etc. If you're saying there's none else beside him, then you are diminishing yourself to a level of an ant or something that has no free choice, and you just live however the inner system conducts its life, and that's it. There's none else beside him pertains to the highest providence that comes from the Creator. If you come to that and be incorporated in it, that'll be there's none else beside him for you. Right now you think that there's none else beside me. So why say, why use it? It's not realistic for you. So let's drop these nice sayings. We are, again, in a situation where we are the first in history. Such a state never existed before. So you can't say that anyone sinned, that anyone did anything, but everything was running according to the Rishimot and the incarnations from generation to generation. Now we are in a situation where we are able to come to free choice, and now we are being judged according to our realization, our consciousness of our situation. If someone is sitting out there in Yerucham, in some remote town, and doesn't understand why he's suffering, you can't blame him. But he will have to suffer until he evolves and asks, why am I living? Suffering develops the mind, and then he'll come here too and start listening. Yes. Some things one can do, other things one can do besides this environment in order to reach. Is there anything we can do besides the environment in order to come to the sensation of the greatness of the Creator? In order to feel the greatness of the Creator? No. No, only through the environment. Baal HaSulam writes it, not only Baal HaSulam, all the Kabbalists write about it. Beginning from the Book of Zohar onward, even in the Torah. Because it stems from our own incorporation. We, in fact, belong to one system. It's called Adam HaRishon. Where we are like specific organs. And these organs can feel the Creator according to the level of connection among them. It's simple. We are, there's a will to receive, desire. In this desire, they're all the all the interior desires are all particular desires are all interconnected. It's like a body. All the cells, all the organs are all interconnected. Now, that's what the Creator created. Afterwards, there was a concealment, meaning they all felt detached from everybody else. The system in itself exists. It is filled and corrected, and it is called Ein Sof. That system, with respect to itself, with respect to its own sensation, the sensation of the Neshamot, it's called the desire or the general soul. It's the soul of Adam HaRishon. So each of them is a particular neshama, soul. So that system exists all the time. but compared to us, to the specific, particular souls, it's as if we exist in a situation where we're all detached from each other, we don't feel each other, we only feel ourselves. What does it mean that we don't feel each other? We feel ourselves, our own desire. Yes, my own desire, that's what I feel. And the others, I feel only to the extent that I can use them. What is the tikkun, the correction? It is not to cry to the Creator, bring me back to a corrected state, or I will receive. The tikkun is to restore the connection between us as it is in the degree of Ein Sof, meaning there's that kli on the level called Ein Sof. And with respect to itself, that kli declined, descended several levels, Ak, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. Yes? And this world. That's where we are. Now, here, all of us are found seemingly detached from one another. You want to feel yourself instead of Ein Sof. So connect yourself with all of them together, so that they're all together. As it is in a healthy body, where every cell cares for the life of the entire body, and for itself it takes only according to what it needs in order to serve the rest of the body. That's the condition of the system of creation. Even as we build it in our world, even when you build a car or whatever, it doesn't matter what system you build. Any electronic mechanical system, a conceptual system, whatever you do, in the biological bodies, still vegetative, animate, speaking, it doesn't matter what. If it is in a healthy system, corrected system, each and every item exists only in order to serve the system. Only humans in their human system is corrupted. What does it mean, corrupted? We are devoid of the sensation of the other, that we are in the same system. We are interconnected in tubes like the cells of the body, but we don't feel it. And we exist in our desires, in our consciousness, as if there is no connection between us. The truth is that inside we are connected, because nothing changed except our consciousness, except the blurring in our mind. So it is only with respect to our consciousness that we are far from the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. All these worlds are in my consciousness, not in the situation where I really am. We are all, it's as if we became unconscious. We are unconscious. We're connected to the same system. We're in it, but we are blurred in our mind, in our consciousness. That's all we're talking about. The concealments, the worlds, are all with respect to our own perception. Only that. Depending on my level of awakening and seeing the permanent existing system that operates perpetually, but I have to wake up and be incorporated in my senses as a corrected element out of my own free choice. That's the only thing that we're required to do, because if you come back to that corrected system as corrected, then you're like the Creator, you understand, and you participate, and you monitor, and you conduct the system because you know it. It's as if you build it. You are awakened to it consciously in your understanding. That's all that it talks about. Only with respect to man. Man is the only corrupted element in reality. And that's the element that has to correct its self-awareness. So you're asking, are there other things besides a group that I should do? You see that the problem is the connection between the souls. So what else can there be besides a group? What is the condition? Love thy friend as thyself. All of Israel are responsible for one another, yes, etc. Unification into one body in our consciousness. To see the system as it is, so we can do it only according to our desire, our willingness to see it. If I want to see it connected, corrected, functioning as a whole system where I'm in it, then I will. Rising in degrees of worlds means that I gradually know the system and ascend in my consciousness, understanding, in my desire to be incorporated in it as a corrected element. That's all. To be a Kabbalist means to be a corrected element in the system. When you're outside of the environment, I couldn't hear the question. When I'm outside of the environment, so is my time then wasted? So that's a different question. Before you were asking, perhaps I can correct myself outside the environment. Now you're asking, alright, so I have to be constantly in this environment, right? In the group, right? No. Because we are built within, we have a system, a very complex system, let's put it this way. Very
murkevet.
Yes, complex. According to how we should correct ourselves, our life acquire all kinds of forms, modes. We have to sleep. We have to be awake. We have to work. We have to rest. We have to have families. We have to have kids and troubles and confusions. All of these things happen around us in the form of obstructions that help us. It is there that we correct ourselves if we operate correctly in under one principle, that I use all these things in order to return myself, bring myself back to the system as an active part, conscious part. Conscious, yes? Right. So I begin to see how my environment, my family, my city, my television, radio, the world, I'm in there with all the problems and disease and whatever. Everything revolves around this principle. It is built wonderfully around it in order to help me reach the goal. Then I begin to understand why the world is so complex and complicated and built this way and influences me this way. It is all according to how I'm built within, how the system is built, the system of Adam HaRishon, the system of the souls, and according to my character too, etc. Then I begin to see everything. Yes. Regarding freedom of choice, accelerating of time, is that considered freedom of choice? Is acceleration of time, does it belong to freedom of choice? Only accelerating time belongs to freedom of choice, because in the end we are in the world in self, yes? And we're coming back down to our world. The lower we decline, the farther we are, the more detached we are from one another, and the more we lose contact, the more we don't know where we are. Because in the world of Ein Sof, we are as one Kli that feels the Creator. The more this Kli becomes not a Kli, but it's kind of smeared. It becomes separated parts. Separated parts are not kelim anymore. They can't include the upper light within. The light enters the kli according to the equivalence of form. Meaning what? If you and I are both in this kli and we make, we love each other and we give to each other, so accordingly there's a kli between us, accordingly we feel the light in the kli. The more separated we become and do not have the attribute of soul, the more the light is incapable of fulfilling us. In our world too, if we want to feel something, we have to have preparations within in order to feel something. Our tools of perception operate according to equivalence of form. If my good, if my eardrum can't vibrate according to a certain frequency, I will not hear it on the outside. Over the years I feel that I'm losing my hearing. Yes, it happens to all the people. What happened? My eardrum grew thicker. Yes. It can't get those fine sounds anymore. So they don't exist for me. What does it mean that they don't exist? The spiritual world doesn't exist for me too. Here there is a whole lot, but I don't feel it, because within me there are no preparations for it. I can't create within me the same properties. If I could create these vibrations in my eardrum, I don't know, radio waves, I would hear the radio waves, it wouldn't be any problem. I can hear the radio, right? It's because it's sensitive to it. So it's the same with us. You want to feel the upper light and its fulfillment and its nature, meaning eternity, wholeness above time, space, and motion, everything. You have to create this property within you. In order to create it, you're told, the way to do it is love their friend as thyself. That giving, where you can, in this world, among your friends in a group, where you can begin to acquire it. To the extent that you decline from it, from the world itself, you descend to a place. You descend to a place where you lose consciousness of where you are. The more you connect, you begin to seemingly rise in the world. That's why it says about Mount Sinai, if you are as one man in one heart, you will receive the Torah. Otherwise, this will be your burial place. You'll fall to the grave, to this world. That's the receiving of the Torah.
No.
So, what about accelerating the time?
I forget
your question.
I
have my own thoughts inside. I'm working on a few levels simultaneously. Sorry. So about the accelerating of time. When we came down from the world Ein Sof, where we had full consciousness, where we are in complete consciousness, completely connected to the Creator in equivalence and bestowal, etc., with Him, to this world. So, each of us was corrupted through the appearance of ego in us, five phases, Havaya. We're built this way within five levels of Aviyut. So our return can only be in the same way, by correcting the corruptions that we received as we declined. So we correct them and rise, meaning we're all in that same nature, same system. We just correct our participation consciousness. I want to be in it, and I want to be in it. So it's as if we agree to participate in something that we participate in anyhow. Actually, we're all in the world Ein Sof. We're all in complete bestowal. We're all in complete adhesion with the Creator. But we don't feel any of it, our situation, because it depends on our consent for it. So basically what we do, we have to have a desire first, meaning I want to be in it, and I want to be more and more in it. That's what we have to do, only that. It's called raising man. So we have to bring the kli before the light. And then you rise, but you rise in the same path as you came down, meaning by that you accelerate time. Your phases of evolution, your ascent from this world back to Ein Sof, are the same phases. You can't correct someone, you correct your own nature, meaning your consciousness, your desire to be in it. That's why, other than the acceleration of time, there's nothing you can do. The minute you want, you operate yourself in the system, and that's called saving time. Instead of it coming down on you in the form of agony, compelling you to think who, what, you went to a society, you learned the wisdom of Kabbalah, you wanted it to influence you during the study, that's it. By that, you push yourself forward. That's the only way. Israel accelerates time, or sanctify time, or meaning nothing but that. There's nothing but that in our actions. Only accelerating time, coming to a corrective state, and path of Torah, through the light that reforms, and not through pain. That's all. The female part in this progress. When men are asking about it, look at the times I've come to. Rambam writes that it is forbidden to disclose the Torah, but to women and little children and slaves, the Torah is disclosed slowly. So what are those degrees of creatures that are called little ones or children or women or slaves? These degrees exist in everyone, in men too.
K- קטן נקרא שהוא נדבק לגדול.
A child means one who is attached to the adult, to the big one. It cancels itself. It doesn't want anything but to belong to the great one. The older one gives it everything, cares for it, gives it confidence, everything. But that's on condition that the child is not independent, but relates itself to the grown up. A woman is a will to receive that is no longer like a child, but it is next to the grown up, to the giving man who gives her, by her being connected to it and helping it. In however she can serve it, help it, be next to it. When she already has her own independence, but her independence is used in order to help him to be under his domination. But she has a will to receive. Say, Aleph Dilvius. Confer to the little one, to the child, which has of you choice. And there are slaves. Slaves have their own desire. They can be as man as you are. But they cancel themselves. Say, Pchina Bed of you, it cancels itself. And relates itself to you. Is willing to keep each and every desire in you. That's a higher degree of annulment. Say, Bed of you, like Bina. Afterwards, a person becomes a homeowner. It's what's called Pchina Gimel and Dalit of youth, with a slave in it and a child and a woman in it, where one uses them, all of them, to give to the Creator. Accordingly, in our world, upbringing we have to give to children, we have to provide them correct upbringing, because they are dependent on us. When you raise a child, you have to put something into him. It's in such a system where you have no choice, you have to give it something. So it has to be the correct upbringing. A woman. To a woman you have to behave nicely and correctly and enable her to belong to the process. Now I'm not talking about your inner wife, but the outer wife, the physical wife. Not about your desire, but an existing body in this world. You have to let her participate in the process. In what she belongs to according to her nature. Meaning women can be, can work, can help in our organization. In any work, in return, they should receive. We have to. We are committed to provide them spiritual progress, bestowal upon them, add them, join them to our progress, and to the extent that they help us in whatever they do, in all kinds of forms of circulation, etc. And that, to that extent, they belong to the progress, and they have their own progress. A woman doesn't have to work independently like a man. Her work depends, is in helping the male part of reality on her way to spirituality, to evolution. And if you arrange the system this way, both men and women feel themselves in the correct place. A woman understands that she can only receive through the man. She feels it through the male part. Our problem is that the male part doesn't understand that it has to provide this sensation to the woman and must think of them and care about it. In spirituality, as in corporeality, just like in this world, if you want to live, you have to multiply. You need women, you need children, and a house, and a family, and everything. So it's the same in spirituality. You have to tend to all parts of the world to receive in the, its various clothing in this world. But don't blur it. But on the contrary, speak of it openly, because it's according to nature, it's our own structure. There's no one here who is above anyone else. Everyone must function according to its own, to one's own nature. And then everyone is integrated in a system where everyone is equal. And no one will feel deprived in any way, because the will to receive feels satisfied by doing what it must and receiving what it needs. Yes. Man is supposed to make the correction with respect to itself. How does a Kabbalist make that correction for everyone or for a certain group? Man must perform a correction for oneself. A Kabbalist does it for the world. That's not exactly right. If one begins to think about correction, not at the beginning, because in the beginning he can't contain the world, the system, but there cannot be an act of correction if one doesn't include in his own desire, in his own thoughts, the world, the entire world. Can't be. Meaning, if it is still not inside man, not inside a person, it's still not an act of bestowal, it's still not considered that it's that one's thought is of correction. It comes to a situation where there cannot be any other thought except to benefit the entire world. Because one feels that he belongs to the system of Adam HaRishon, even in the tiniest measure, but one already feels that he belongs to the system, and that's why, to this system, and that's why the correction is related to becoming an active part in the system. The need to correct oneself is a need to become a positive, a beneficial part in the system. That's the need that becomes the man, that the upper one understands as a need and begins to answer. Before that, it's called a prayer before a prayer, when one still prepares oneself, where the desires or the requests are still egoistic. That's why I would say that from the moment one asks that, he becomes a Kabbalist. Before that, he's a student who still doesn't have a desire for an alien desire, for a foreign one, an external one. It's not that a Kabbalist performs other corrections than a student. A student advances toward corrections, and the Kabbalist carries them out de facto. You might say that one who operates according to the mind, to the desire, his own mind, in spirituality, by wanting to give to the system, because he's at the level of that system, say the entire world understands nothing. And you understand on the first level of spirituality, and you are willing to cancel your will to receive on the level that appeared, to serve the entire world, to give to them. So the Creator can't do the same thing that you can, because you are among all those parts in the system, and through you, the upper light, according to your desire, goes to the entire system and begins to appear. Appear where? In the broken kelim. Specifically in the broken kelim, on the level of humanity, the Creator sustains the system at the Ein Sof level, and there it fulfills them in the level of Ein Sof, and they are in that degree complete. But on the level of this world, it's only you who can bring the light into the broken system and begin to correct it. That's the corrections that Kabbalists perform. And a beginner who awakens has a very, very important part in bringing the light to the broken system on its own little level, more than the greatest Kabbalist. There's a subtle situation here.
זה מתן התורה, או קבלת התורה.
That's the reception of the Torah. So, let's hope that we get it. All right. So, why don't we move on?